We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Kevin Wheeler joining us on the line. Kevin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm pretty good, man. You guys must have known something, because literally minutes before you guys called me, the Cardinals and the news broke that the Cardinals have an extension with Miles Michaelis. You guys must have had some kind of inside information or something.
We didn't. It just happens to be that kind of a touch, I guess, sometimes. luck falls into your lap. So give us first and foremost the extension for Michaelis.
So John Heyman reported the numbers, and he sounded at 4 years and $68 million extension, and then Ken Rosenthal followed that up by saying that starts in 2020. So the one-year deal that they had for this year is still in place, and that's his age 30 season. So this will be $68 million. I think Heyman also said possibly $70 million with some incentives tied in there for ages 31, 32, 33, and 34. So a lot of levels to digest there, man. He had an amazing season. He's kind of an interesting story, having gone over to Japan and kind of fixed himself and saved his career. But you still only have one major league season of service time, really, and you're getting $68 million guaranteed. That's a bit risky.
Yeah, that's not a bad day at the office right there if you can get it.
Happy for him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michaelis, Flaherty, Wainwright, Waka. You know, you've got what appears to be a really solid starting rotation. Now, it always is predicated upon health. And really, Flaherty is the only guy that's the young bunch. But tell me about the starting rotation first and foremost.
Well, I mean, you listed some of the names, and you're right. You know, Wainwright's a serious health concern at this age. And he's not only just because of his age, but because he's actually missed time on the DL, for the last five seasons. So he's a health risk, and Mike Schilt said this morning, Waino is in the rotation. So it was a little surprising to me, to be honest with you, Bill, that, you know, Waino has been saying all along, he still has to prove it. You know, he's like, he's even said the words, I need to prove that I belong in there. And before he'd even thrown a pitch in a Grapefruit League game, the manager was saying, yeah, no, he's in the rotation. So we got that risk. Michael Walker's a big risk physically. Missed half of last season. Has missed pretty good chunks of other seasons, too. So you got those guys. Carlos Martinez is already hurt. So, yeah, talent's not an issue. They have got a lot of good pitchers. But those guys I mentioned, Alex Reyes coming off two straight years, missing basically both years completely with injuries. They have a ton of talent, but a lot of questions.
So that was going to be my next question to you, was when it comes to the questions, there's a lot of talent there. Obviously, Goldschmidt is kind of a game changer with the ability. I mean, he's always been a Brewer killer. So, I mean, to be able to you know, put some stick to the Brewers, I mean, obviously he's a hell of an upgrade. But it was interesting last year, because you had some good years and then you had down years. You had, you know, Colton Wong only hitting .249 and a .720 OPS, only played in 127 games. You had some guys that were nicked up. Molina was nicked up last year, did not give you the normal average that he got. So what is the expectation this year?
Well, I mean, the team has framed this as they're in big for 2019. You know, you're right. They didn't have a whole lot go well last year. I mean, Marcell Ozuna had a down year based on what was expected. Matt Carpenter had a non-existent April and pretty much a non-existent September as well, but he was like the best hitter in baseball for the other 4 months. It was a very odd year for him. You know, they had, you mentioned Colton Wong was down. Paul DeJong missed a big chunk of the season with an injury, too, and that's a huge person that they had to replace in their lineup. And that was what was interesting, is they had a year last year where a lot of those things went wrong, but they won 88 games. And, you know, until the end, they got themselves in it with a good August after they fired Mike Matheny and moved on to Mike Schilt. They had that big run, they made it interesting, and then they faltered in September. So, yeah, the question is, how many of those things that went wrong last year balance out by going better this year. Then you throw in the addition of Goldschmidt, who should make the lineup significantly more consistent because he's consistent. Andrew Miller should give them some more certainty in the bullpen than they had last year, and the bullpen was an issue throughout last year. But, yeah, you know, already we're starting with questions like Carlos Martinez. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been tracking that, but a week into spring training, they shut him down so he could work on strengthening his shoulder. And you guys know, I mean, if you have to stop a week in to work on strengthening your shoulder, you didn't do a good enough job in the offseason of doing that. So then today Carlos shows up with his arm in a sling because he had a PRP shot. So he had the platelet-rich plasma injection, which means he's now shut down for at least the next 2 weeks and won't even start a throwing program until like March 13th at the earliest. That's if it goes well at the reevaluation. You got Marcelo Ozuna, who can't throw a baseball yet because of shoulder surgery that he had in October. And there's a lot of worry that he didn't take care of himself and do his rehab well enough during the offseason. So I think, you know, the big picture here is the upside for this team is really high. They've got a ton of talent. You know, even with all the pitching questions that I mentioned, they've got another three or four guys that all pitched in the big leagues last year and did well. John Gant had a 3.19 ERA in 19 starts last year. You know, Alex Reyes is back and healthy. Dakota Hudson was the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Year last year, and he's a top 100 prospect. They have a ton of talent. The question is, how many of those injuries, how many of these guys that were up and down last year stabilized for 2019?
Talk about Mike Schild. He takes over for Matheny last year. The team gets a little bit of a boost. And they were actually a pretty good team come the end of the season. Molina got back, and they really, you know, I'm not going to say they gave the Brewers a run for their money, but they started to kind of take some games along the way out of the National League Central. But is Mike, I was telling Joe earlier, usually the interim manager that gets hired, he's usually not the guy by the time it's all said and done and the team really begins to make a run. Is Mike Schild the guy?
Yeah, I mean, they love him. But he's also an organizational guy, right? He's been developed by the Cardinals. If not as a future manager, as a future part of the major league staff. You know, he's managed at all levels in the minor leagues with the organization. He's kind of like their current link to, you know, the George Kissel kind of ways of developing and teaching players. So he's a little bit of old school, but he's also very much a part of believing in, you know, the new analytics wave, where Mike Matheny kind of pushed back against that and didn't want to use a lot of that information. You know, the Cardinals, just as an example, were one of the teams that shifted the least in Major League Baseball the last two or three years, and that's going to change under Mike Schild. But the best thing about Schild is not his baseball knowledge, his background in the Cardinals organization. The best thing that Mike Schild has going for him is he's a tremendous communicator. And by the way, that goes for communicating with players and with the public. He's really good at keeping, like letting us know why he's doing things. And I know about you guys, but I think one of the most frustrating things in sports is when you don't get quality answers to obvious questions, right? Why did you make that pitching change? And you get this dumb explanation that doesn't make any sense. And then you start to think that the manager or the head coach or whatever sport you're talking about, it's kind of a dope because they don't give you good answers because they're protecting information that doesn't need to be protected. Mike Schild's the opposite. He's going to explain it to you, and he treats the players the same way. He's going to tell them, here's where you stand, here's why, I got your back, you're my guy, I'm going to give you every opportunity, but this is what we need. So, you know, the modern baseball manager is probably as much about communication as it is anything, because so much of the strategy is implemented based on what the front office is bringing them.
If they do have some injuries this year, give me an idea what is lurking down in the minor league system. It looks like at least some of the infielders they have are highly rated, and some of those guys are ready to come to the bigs. They seem to have a plethora of guys like that. We know their pitching, their starting pitching is really good. They've been acquiring some talent down there for some time, but give me your thoughts.
Yeah, so what they have at the upper levels of the minors, double and triple A, but you know, focusing on triple A because they're a step away, they're all solid players that can definitely help in 2019. They don't have any real impact prospects at the upper levels. Those guys are a little bit more in A-ball. So the biggest name is like Nolan Gorman. You know, he's a top 100 prospect, was just drafted last June, has like legitimate 35, 40 homer power. But he's not a part of the picture for another 3 or 4 years. So if you look at the upper levels, you've got a lot of guys that can step in and do a good job. A guy to keep an eye on is a guy named Lane Thomas. Hit, like, I think he had 27 home runs at AAA last year. Good enough athlete to play all three outfield positions. Not a top 100 prospect kind of guy, but probably somebody that will have a good major league career at the very least as a fourth outfielder. So if you need him this year, he's going to be able to step in and help out. They've got the same thing in the infield. Young shortstop named Tommy Edman, who's a good switch hitter. Stanford guy, plays the game the right way, draws walks, all of that. They got a good hitting catcher that could step in if Molina misses time, named Andrew Kinzer, who's rated as, I think, one of the top 10 catchers, according to MLB.com, in the minors. But mostly what they have at the upper levels is just a ton of pitching. And I mentioned a couple of the names earlier. Another one to watch is a kid named Ryan Helsley, who's being converted to a reliever, touched 100 in the spring training game the other day. If they need temporary help, if they need a guy to come in and help for 2 or 3 weeks, they should have coverage in every position at the double or triple A level this year. Just that none of those guys really project as stars.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure. So real quick, give me your thoughts as to the rest of the division. We know the Cubs, if the Cubs hit the way they're supposed to hit, they're going to be a team that's almost unbeatable, depending on what they get out of their starting pitching. We know the Brewers can hit. I mean, their lineup top to bottom is really solid. We know Cincinnati has gotten better, and Pittsburgh has gotten a little bit better. But give me your thoughts on the division real quick.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think that if we assume reasonably good health for all teams, the Cubs have the highest upside roster because they have experience in the rotation. Their bullpen scares me, and that's, I think, the biggest asset that the Brewers have. I love their bullpen, and I got three or four guys that can come out of there to absolutely dominate you. But I agree with your assessment on the Cubs. I think they're probably the most likely division winner, but then it's, you know, them and the Brewers kind of like last year. I think the Cardinals are closer to those two teams this year and could be in that mix, but they, like we've talked about all the questions, they need a lot of those to go right to be in that mid-90s win range where both the Brewers and the Cubs were last year. I like the Reds making a move, but I don't think they're a winning team this year. I still think they're a sub-500 team. And, you know, as far as Pittsburgh goes, they're not bad by any means, and they're not tanking. But I'd be willing to bet you by June or July, you'll see them tank. They'll start trading off pieces because they're going to realize they're going to be in fifth place, and they'll start to retool for the future. So I kind of see it like you do. I'd lean toward the Cubs, but I would give the Cardinals – a better chance this year of being in the division hunt than they had the last 2 years.
Kevin, always good. We'll chat again soon down the road. I appreciate it, pal, okay?
You got it, Bill. Anytime, man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Kevin Wheeler from 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They're making it done for a long, long time. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.